But for the, this study started, just to give you a little background on it, you won't believe this, it's WPA Project 1929.
I can see how it could, because they didn't talk to people.
When they were sort of giving people work, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they didn't have tape recorders, and people had transcribed it all by hand.
Mm-hmm.
It was really tedious. And it
took, yeah.
So it used to just take them years and years and years, and they've done this. They finished it in the New England states, and they finished it in the upper Midwest. The South Atlantic states down the coast, they finished it. And so now they're trying to get the interior south. Eventually they'll have they want to have them for the whole country to compare the things all over the country.
Yeah. And you've done, you said you worked with Indians, but not in this capacity.
No, not in this capacity.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was really studying their language, because the tribe I work with, the Alabama, they don't have any written language.
What tribe is it?
The Alabama.
Just, that's the name of it, huh?
Mm-hmm. They live in Texas.
We just, last week it was, wasn't it? We went over to Oklahoma, and the Cherokees have their pageant over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's most interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that one?
Mm-mm. Not in Oklahoma, although I have been to one similar to it up in North Carolina.
Well, this is, of course, this is their, it was their Trail of Tears, is what they depict.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very good, and they had people from University of Virginia, and I'm not real sure, we don't have that book back, but there might have been some from even Georgia in it, did the graduate in drama and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be Cherokee.
Yeah.
At least part Cherokee.
Or at least part, yeah.
Uh-huh.
At least a quarter or something.
Uh-huh.
If it's like the one at North Carolina,
yeah.
It could be at least a quarter.
And it's very interesting. It really is.
And they have them in North Carolina, and of course it's not about the Trail of Tears, but it's about how they hid out and didn't have to go on the Trail of Tears, you know, and how they escaped from to be on it.
But now the Alabama tribe has one eye. You ever heard of that one? Probably you have.
It was a small tribe, even then.
Mm-hmm.
They were a big tribe.
Mm-hmm.
They're a real close kin to the Choctaw.
Mm-hmm. Choctaw's over here in Oklahoma, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Right around South.
The Choctaw and Alabama and another tribe called the Coosaudee and the Creek Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Seminoles, who were down in Florida, all lived fairly close together and spoke similar languages.
But not written, didn't have a written one.
No written. Mm-hmm.
Evidently, the Cherokees were more education-minded.
Mm-hmm.
They had quite a bit.
Cherokee, I forget when it was, early 1800s, but Cherokee sort of, the Cherokee were just really did adopt, like, civilization, you know, faster, I think,
mm-hmm.
than anybody else.
Must have, yeah.
And we're going to get this thing started. Okay, let me have first your full name.
Virginia? You want my maiden name?
It doesn't.
Thompson Plunkett.
Your address here again?
7207 South T.
Mm-hmm. And where were you born?
Right here in Fort Smith.
And can I ask your age?
Yeah, 57.
Mm-hmm. And your occupation?
I work with my husband in an insurance agency. I'm Christian Tatis.
And did you go to school here in Fort
Smith? Mm-hmm.
And all the way through?
Mm-hmm.
Through high school?
Through high school, yes.
Have you ever lived anywhere except?
Never have.